USA Radio News.
A Southwest Airlines plane flying from Chicago to New Jersey landed safely today in Cleveland after one of its windows cracked. Southwest is working on getting the 76 passengers rebooked on a later flight to New Jersey. Today, Mike Pompeo was sworn in as Secretary of State. He delivered remarks earlier today at the State Department.
Mr. President, I always want to say thank you to you. You have entrusted me with a weighty and awesome responsibility to serve the American people, first as the Director of the CIA and now as the Secretary of State. This responsibility becomes more sobering when we consider the many threats to American security and prosperity and our liberty. Mr. President, I promise you, my team and I will be unrelenting in confronting those threats.
The two black men arrested at Starbucks settled with the city of Philadelphia for $1 each and a city pledge for $200,000 for young entrepreneurs. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says members of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus are engaging in attempted extortion. USA Radio Network's Washington correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
The caucus has been pushing for the release of Justice Department documents dealing with the Russia probe and the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server, and a document leaked by the caucus indicates they're looking into the possible impeachment of Rosenstein, who tells Fox News,
I just don't have anything to say about documents like that, that nobody has the courage to put their name on and that they leak in that way, but I can tell you the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
News out of the White House today. Ty Cobb, the lead White House lawyer handling the president's response to the Russia investigation, is set to leave his post at the end of May. That's according to White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Sanders said for several weeks, Ty Cobb has been discussing his retirement, and last week he let Chief of Staff Kelly know he would retire at the end of this month. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Keisha Dumm had her prom like many high school Americans did last weekend, and she is receiving a lot of flack for a dress she wore. She wore a traditional Chinese dress to her prom. She explains how she chose that dress.
For prom, I decided to go to a vintage shop in downtown Salt Lake. I was looking for a dress that had a modest neckline and was unique. And the second I saw this dress, I was immediately drawn to it and its beauty, and I bought it. The night of prom, I got multiple compliments from strangers and even from teachers and administrators, my friends. When I posted it on Twitter the day after with the simple caption prom, that was when I started getting some responses. And I wasn't expecting it quite exactly, so it caught me by surprise.
She was also asked if she was trying to make fun of the Chinese culture or heritage.
We were not mocking Chinese culture. In fact, we were referring to a famous YouTuber from H3H3 Productions.
U.S. agencies are unprepared when it comes to protecting the public from disease carried by mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. That's according to a new report by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Over 80% of pest control organizations lack the capacity to handle increasing rates of a new disease carried by a growing number of infected mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. The CDC said these organizations require improvement in one or more five, quote, core competencies, such as testing for pesticide resistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.